What was the inspiration for your song Lonely Love, which was the first single from your latest record?
So we're really into Rick and Morty. So there's an episode, I think it's called Night of the Living Cronenbergs or something along those lines. It's Love Potion number 9 turns everyone into a Cronenberg because you're trying to find love. And then everything just goes to a big pile of garbage and disaster and chaos. And that's kind of what it is. It's like the song is kind of an inspiration of like, try not to force, you know, finding love. It just kind of happens. And that it just seems like everyone's just trying to make it happen and force it. But that just never really results in anything that's particularly awesome. So it's just kind of a comment on how, if you're looking too hard for love, it's probably not going to come to you in the right ways, and it could end up being super disastrous.
That self-titled album was made with Juno Award-winning producer Josh Gwilliam and gold record-holding engineer Spencer Chine. What was it like working with them?
It was super awesome. Like, we did all the recording at OCL, which is a beautiful studio outside of Calgary. And Josh not only did the production for us, but he also was a mentor for us while we were writing the song. So he met with us on several occasions and helped us really workshop the songs into something that was congruent with what we were going for and what the album was. So he helped us really shape some of our songs and some of our ideas. And we've never had an outside kind of influence like that. So it made our lives easier, and it was really cool to collaborate with them. And it's definitely the most superior product that we've created musically. So we're very happy with it.
You've toured extensively across the country, including hosting an album release show at Dickinson Calgary last year. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Yeah, well, that album release show in Calgary was amazing. But out of town, we played at the Rivoli, or Rivoli, there's debate on the pronunciation, in Toronto. And it was like a Tuesday night or something. And it was like a crazy awesome crowd, really good show. And just kind of proved like how wicked Toronto is for like music scene. Because, you know, Tuesday nights usually don't go so hot when you're on tour. And and a member of one of our all-time heroes was mixing the sound. So that was really cool to have like a Canadian kind of indie scene guy mixing us and kind of giving us some just working with us, which is really cool.
It's, I'm sure, tons of fun, but it can also be kind of hard touring with a group of young guys on the road for ages. What's the longest you've ever had to go without a shower on the road?
Yeah, it can get kind of gross. Like, we don't have a lot of room in there in our van, but I'm probably the greasiest of the bunch. I think I went like 3 or 4 days without a shower easy. We didn't have to do any like truck stop showers. Since we've been going a few years, we've made a decent amount of friends, and we have a few family members across Canada that we're able to, we have a decent shower regimen. So it's good for everybody involved.
You were awarded a musical scholarship from the Prophets of Music last year. What can you tell me about that organization and that experience?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was, we wouldn't have the album that we have today. And we wouldn't be the band that we are today without getting into that program. They helped us out with a lot of mentorship and insight into the music industry. We got to work with not only just Josh and Spencer on the recording side, but we also had our good friend Chris Sandvoss, who's a classically trained musician and an actor and just a really talented human being in general, help us with shaping our sound and our songs, which was super awesome working with Chris. And then we also got insight onto like the business side of things, and we got to make some cool connections with people. We got to try to learn how to actually make money, which we still haven't yet, but we're trying to get that SoCan money somehow. So we're working on that, which was really helpful. And it's not only are we just a part of that program last year, it's kind of a forever thing. Like, we're part of this family. And there's going to be more bands coming to the system and we're going to hopefully help them, and who knows, they can help us. But we really made a lot of, we basically increased our family once we got into this project. There's a lot of love and passion and care in the Prophets of Music that is really special. So we're super honored to be a part of that, and it was just amazing.
What's on the horizon for the Ashley 100 musically over the next few months?
Right now we are writing like crazy. We're really smashing our heads together, trying to get some new songs. We have all these songs floating around, sort of trying to rein in these songs, because we were working on this album for so long that now we're just chomping at the bit to get new songs out there. So yeah, we have like three or four in the bank right now, and we have three or four coming along. So hopefully in the next year we can record another EP or something. Might be a little more of a home studio lo-fi thing, but we're really focusing hard on writing a bunch of new songs that are a little more sophisticated than what we've been doing, but still kind of keeping the appeal. So we're just working hard on writing new songs right now, not playing too many shows.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of those new releases?
Yeah, I mean, we have the ashley100.com or the ashley100.bandcamp.com, and we're also on Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music, all that jazz.
I'd like to take us out with your song, All I Know. What can you tell me about that one?
That's one of the oldest songs. We've been playing that song for quite a few years, like maybe almost 3 years since now finally having it recorded is really nice. Yeah, it's just kind of, it's a bit of an existential crisis song. Brett Cassidy wrote most of it, and we usually play it at the end of our set. It's kind of our epic closer song, and yeah, it's just kind of about how it's hard to fit into the world, and when you really look at it, it almost seems pointless, and you just don't know. All I know is I don't know is the line. So it's kind of just about being kind of clueless and feeling a little empty about existence.
I think that's relatable to everybody. Jordan, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Hey, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. We're super stoked to be a part of it.